إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today, the further reminder I want to remind myself and you about the last of the items that we have under Tarbiya, which is to accept and to be pleased with the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called Ridha bil Qada. There are two stages to understand in this. One is to accept the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second one is to actually be pleased with it. Now obviously, what we mean by this is matters which are otherwise not pleasing to us, things which are painful, which are difficult to accept, which go against our desires, which go against our nafs, what we would like to have, our hopes and aspirations. But this is the position of the mu'min and the Muslim, that it is the position and it is the shan of the Muslim. As a matter of fact, one has to see it as something which is a matter of great honor, that it is the position of ubudiyat, of being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the slave is the one who not only accepts the ruling of the master and the owner, but who is also pleased with that ruling. To give you an example of this, the dalil of this in the Quran, of course, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these are the people who, when they have musiba, when they have difficulties, calamities, trials, tribulations which come on them, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends salam on those people. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they truly, on them are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these people. Now, this is the reward of being pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is He pleased with people who accept His destiny, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards them for that. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person becomes blind, for example, and does not complain about this and accepts this, and he is pleased with it, and even if he is not pleased with it in the sense of being happy about it, obviously he may not be happy, but he accepts it without complaint, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. Because for the loss of his eyesight, Allah will give him Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a small child dies, when a child dies and the parents have sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asks Malakul Maut, how did you find my slaves? And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows without asking, and Malakul Maut says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I found your slaves, they had sabr, they accepted your destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then what more can I do for them other than to give them Jannah? Which means that if a child dies and that the parents they have sabr and they have patience and they do not complain, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will give them Jannah for that reason. You know, the issue of being a slave of Allah is there is freedom in slavery, there is beauty in this. This is the only slavery which is jais, where we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To help you understand this, let me give you an example. There was a great king called Mahmud from a place called Ghazni in Afghanistan, and his name was Mahmud al-Ghaznavi. Now, Mahmud al-Ghaznavi had a slave, his name was Ayaz. Now, one day, Mahmud al-Ghaznavi, and he was very fond of the slave, Ayaz was a very close companion of Mahmud, and Ayaz used to be with Mahmud the whole time. So Mahmud al-Ghaznavi was sitting and he had a cucumber and he was cutting off pieces of this cucumber and giving it to Ayaz while they were chatting, and Ayaz kept on eating that cucumber until almost the entire cucumber was finished and there was just one piece left, and Mahmud put that into his mouth. He took that to eat, and it was absolutely bitter. It was bitter like poison. And Mahmud spat it out, and he literally yelled at Ayaz, and he said, why didn't you tell me? I was giving you this thing which was so bitter, and you just kept eating it, and you didn't complain, you did not eat it, you didn't return it to me, you didn't even show a sign of its bitterness on your face. Why did you do that? Why did you eat? I said to him, he said, my master, there is so much good that I get from you. Do you want me to complain when I get one small bad thing? Now think about that. Mahmud is not the creator of Ayaz. Mahmud is not really the master of Ayaz. But even in this world, the slave treats his master with that level of reverence and with that level of acceptance of his will. What must we do with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator and who is our sustainer and to whom we owe everything that we have? All the good that comes to us comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from evil, lot of which we do not even know. We do not even know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has averted from our lives. And then when something happens which is the qadr of Allah, people complain, how bad is that? So Ridha bil Qada is a level of acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's destiny, where the slave is not only patient, not only does he have sabr, but the slave is actually pleased with the qadr of Allah, and he says Alhamdulillah. And that's why Rasulullah used to say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He used to say that all praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Ala kulli hal. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in situations which are good, of course, but also all praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in situations which we may not like, might be difficult for us and so on, but we say Alhamdulillah because we do not know the good that is hidden behind this. And of course, most importantly, this is a way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not complain and we accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any complaint. That is called Ridha bil Qada. I remind myself and you that this is a very important element of tarbiyah, that we bring this into ourselves, this sense of humility, this sense of acceptance of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No complaining. We have become a people who complain constantly about various things. We complain about the weather, we complain about governments, we complain about taxes, we complain about this and that. Alhamdulillah, Islam does not prevent us from taking action to change our situation by in whichever way we can. But there is no need to complain. Alhamdulillah, everything comes only by the hukum of Allah. Everything comes only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it. And therefore, we do not complain about those things. We accept, Alhamdulillah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give this sense of acceptance in our hearts. If you look at the lives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, and in those days, especially in the early days in Medina, their lives were hard. Their lives were very hard. There was very, very little. There was literally nothing that you could call luxury in it. There was some level of comfort. Some people had a bit more, some people had a bit less. But other than that, lives were hard. But we never hear of any complaint. Nobody ever complained. They didn't grumble. They didn't moan and groan. They accepted and they were pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why I remind myself and you, let us bring this thing into our attitude, an attitude of acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr of his destiny, Ridha bil Qada. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from trials and tribulations which might put us into a situation where we have difficulty with this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy to please Him and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya Allah.